This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Society has a very strange criteria when it comes to separating between the sheep and the goats, the in-group of a society and the outer group of a society. Sometimes that criteria is about hair. Sometimes it's about clothes. Sometimes it's about gender, sexuality, culture, identity. In each phase in the human experience, society sells a narrative that only allows for two characters to feature in the story. On one side, you have the enlightened ones, the forward thinkers, the modern man who champions the latest social ideals. And on the other side, you've got the villains. You've got the backward, regressive ones who dare oppose the status quo. At the time of Prophet Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, the apparently enlightened one was the Pharaoh. مَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَى وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ I only guide you to the right way. Him and his camp were the enlightened ones. And those who opposed them, Musa alayhi salam and his camp of Muslims, they were the backward ones. They were the ones out of touch with modernity and reality, and they were the villains of that era. A few years ago, during the Bush administration, it was the same narrative. The world was divided into two distinct camps during the Bush war on terror. With us or against us? You're enlightened, or either you are an enemy who awaits enlightenment. Today, it's the same story. Two camps. No space for a third individual to feature in the middle. Either you are the LGBT ally, and thus you are the enlightened one. Or either you are the backward, regressive, closed-minded, homophobe who is still waiting for enlightenment. Any society that is not governed by wahi, revelation from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the goalposts and the standards will continually move from side to side to keep up with the never-ending appetites and the persuasions and evolving ideas of man. And therefore, the time has come for the Muslims to realize that it is impossible to please man. And to realize that pleasing him brings no success. And to focus instead in pleasing the creator of men, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And whose pleasure is the definition of success. If you remember a few weeks ago, we spoke about the topic of ghurba, being a stranger. We spoke about the two categories of being strange. We also unpacked a myth that suggests that for you to be a stranger, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the Muslims, it therefore means that you have to be helpless and weak. And then we concluded by giving three examples of what a stranger looks like. That was the theory. So now is the time to discuss what is practical. I will suggest four steps for those Muslims amongst us who feel the bite of alienation, being a gharib, being a stranger amidst his or her family or school, society, community. Four steps everyone will be able to memorize. Because what does a stranger need more than a friend? I suggest there are four things that the gharib should think about befriending. Number one, befriend iman. For the first 13 years of the Muslim experience in Mecca, they were overshadowed with the dark clouds and the canopies of ghurba, that sense of alienation and being different to society. It hurt them. So Allah helped them by sending them bright verses from the Quran to remove the darkness of alienation. And for the first 13 years in Mecca, Quran focused almost exclusively on three topics, and three topics alone. Al-ilahiyat, who Allah is. النبوات, who the prophets are, السمعيات, what the hereafter and the unseen is all about. The focus was almost entirely on this, iman building, aqeedah constructing, identity fortifying. I want you to imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat with the early Muslims in Mecca, Darul Arqam, as he recited to them ayat, early Quran, describing the Day of Judgment, and to cool down their sense of ghurba, alienation. As he recited to them from Surah Al-Takwir, Allah said, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun is wrapped up and put out. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ, and when the stars are dimmed. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, and when the mountains are blown away. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, and when the pregnant camel is abandoned. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, and when the beasts are gathered all together. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, and when the oceans are set ablaze. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, and when souls are paired. وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, and when the baby girl who was buried alive is asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, for what crime was she killed? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and when people's deeds are made public. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ, and when the sky is peeled away. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ, and when the hellfire is set ablaze. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ, and when paradise is brought near. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ, at that time every soul will know what it has brought forward. Verses that ease the heat of alienation and feeling strange. Quran that helped the Sahaba shift their attention from their bloodied bodies and injured souls to focus on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that gave them perspective and focus and comfort. So befriend iman. Start a study of the early Meccan chapters of the Quran and see how it will help comfort you if you are feeling the bite of alienation. Ghareeb. Number two, befriend the people of iman. After Allah Jalla Jalaluhu had tied the hearts of the Muslims to him, the priority now was to tie the hearts of the Muslims with one another. And contrary to how a lot of Muslims believe that the system of mu'akha, pairing Muslims with one another, began in Medina, no, it actually began in Mecca. Muslims were paired with one another to support each other in Mecca before Medina. Hamza ibn Abd al-Muttalib was paired with Zayd ibn Haritha. This was in Mecca, not in Medina. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas was paired with Mus'ab ibn Umair. This was in Mecca, not Medina. Zayd ibn Amr was paired with Talha ibn Ubaidillah. This was in Mecca, not in Medina. Muhajirun upon Muhajirun, brotherhood. Then when they moved to Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paired between the Meccans and the Ansars, the Meccans and the Ansars. 45 from Mecca, 45 with Medina. And these bonds were so strong that they would in fact inherit one another when the brother passes away, like family members do, until this was abrogated. And they provided financial support to each other, moral support, psychological support, spiritual support, to help overcome loneliness and the feeling of alienation. So when you now come to Salatul Isha, and this is a way of finding your pair, finding your bond, because the gharib cannot do without it. Salatul Isha is an example of where you can find this mu'akha. Salatul Isha is a place, if you come to it every evening, the faces of the brothers will become familiar. And as the familiarity of the faces increases, your sense of ghurba, alienation, will decrease. Then take a moment before you go home to speak to your neighbor in the masjid. Exchange numbers. Then go out for food. Go and play sport with one another. Hire a gym. Play badminton, football. Do something. And then visit each other as individuals and families. Go on a picnic together. Plan how to support their religion together. This will remove the pain of alienation. One brother, one sister is enough. Two is extra. So befriend iman. Number two, befriend the people of iman. And number three, before I sit down, befriend knowledge. One does not need to be a scholar of Islam to feel the warm experience of learning about Allah and His Messenger. The one who has knowledge is never alone. And something is speaking to him when he has no friends. Picked up by an ayah, picked up by a hadith, picked up by the tafsir of a scholar. You are never alone. And that is why how beautiful were the words of Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, who said, describing knowledge, he said, "Wa huwa hayatul qulub." It is the life of hearts. وَلَذَّةُ الْأَرْوَاحِ The sweetness of souls. وَنُورُ الْبَصَائِرِ And the light of your insight. وَرِيَاضُ الْعُقُولِ The meadow of minds. وَأُنْسُ الْمُسْتَوْحِشِينَ The comfort of the lonely ones. وَدَلِيلُ الْمُتَحَيِّرِينَ The guide for those who are lost. That is knowledge. لا إله إلا الله. He is no stranger with it. And then he said, knowledge is الصَّاحِبُ فِي الْغُرْبَةِ Your friend when you are a stranger. وَالْمُحَدِّثُ فِي الْخَلْوَةِ Speaks to you when you are alone. وَالْأَنِيسُ فِي الْوَحْشَةِ And it's your friend when you are deserted. وَالْكَاشِفُ عَنِ الشُّبْهَةِ And it is the solver of all doubts. So begin a structured study of the religion of Allah. And most of us will only ever need to learn the basics. These are three matters: to befriend Iman, to befriend the people of Iman, to befriend knowledge. The fourth and final recommendation for those who feel somewhat different to their society and family because of their religion, the fourth suggestion is to befriend optimism and to enjoy the experience of being a gharib. Why should you be optimistic as a stranger, you will ask? Well, I will ask in response to this question, who is the stranger? Are you a stranger as a Muslim? Bearing in mind you stand on the side of Allah, the maker of the universe. Is your religion a strange religion when your deen is aligned with the religion of the heavens and the earth? Allahu Akbar. Or is the stranger the one who goes against the grain of creation? Who is the stranger? You have every reason, therefore, to be optimistic. The universe is on your side, and more importantly, the Lord of the universe, He is on your side. Think about the angels, the perfect angelic hosts created by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu at the dawn of time, whom forever glorify Him and remember Him. What is their religion? Islam. And what do they do night and day? They glorify Allah, just like you do. Is it not that Allah Almighty said, وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ Those who are near to Him, meaning the angels, they are not arrogant from worshipping Him, nor do they get tired in doing so. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ They glorify Him night and day, and they never fatigue. What are you doing here today? You are glorifying Allah with the angels. How are you a stranger? Then I say to you, turn to the heavens and the earth in its enormity, and the seven heavens, the ever-expanding universe that these scholars are still till this day are unable to chart in size, with its 2 trillion galaxies, are all Muslims like you, glorifying Allah like you. Who is the stranger? تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا Allah said, the earth, the seven heavens, everything within them, glorify Allah. And there is nothing in creation except that it praises Allah, but you do not understand their praise. Is that what you are doing as well? Who is the stranger in this universe? Thunder and lightning, when they strike and roar and flash, what are they doing but praising Allah as you do? هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمْعًا Allah said, I am Allah, the one who shows you lightning, causing you fear and hope. وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ And I cause the heavy clouds to form. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ And the thunder glorifies the praise of Allah. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ And so do the angels in fear of him. وَيُرْسِلُ الصَّوَاعِقِ And he sends down the thunderbolts. فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ And he strikes with them whoever he wish. وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ Yet they argue and dispute about Allah. وَهُوَ شَدِيدُ الْمِحَالِ Yet he is the one tremendous in might. The heavens and the earth does sujood to Allah, prostrates to Him. Just like you do. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah said, don't you see that everything in the heavens and the earth prostrates to Allah? وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ So does the sun and the moon. وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ Don't you see that everything in the heavens and the earth prostrates to Allah? And so does the sun, and so does the moon, and so do the mountains, and so do the trees, and so do the creation, and so do many people. وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ So who is the stranger in this universe? Is it the one who aligns himself with the Creator and has a religion that is the same as all of creation? He is a stranger. Or is the stranger the one who goes against the grain of this all? Who is the stranger in this universe? Don't let anybody make you feel other way, any other way. So with this, we realize that Islam is no longer the cause of you being a stranger. Being a Muslim is the cure to your feeling of being a stranger. And this was the experience of Uthman ibn Mad'un. Who was optimistic and he enjoyed the experience of being a gharib even though he was being persecuted. Uthman ibn Mad'un, an early Muslim who was under the protection of Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. And he said to Al-Walid, thank you, I no longer need your protection. I can take care of myself. I am under Allah's guard. The next day the Meccans felt emboldened to hurt him. He had no protection. So they went to Uthman ibn Mad'un and they hit him in his face and that left him with a black eye. So Al-Walid al-Mughira, he saw Uthman ibn Mad'un and he said to him, Wallahi ibn Akhi, in kanat aynuka amma asabaha laghaniya. Laqad kunta fi dhimmatin mani'a. He said, my brother, did you need this to happen to your eye? Were you not under my protection? A formidable protection? Did you need this? What did Uthman say? The words of a gharib, a stranger, but was a man of optimism who enjoyed the experience because he realized the universe is on his side. What did he say to Al-Walid? He said, بَلْ وَاللَّهِ إِنَّ عَيْنِ صَحِيحَةَ لَفَقِيرَةٌ إِلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَصَابَ أُخْتَهَا فِي اللَّهِ He said, my brother, thank you. My healthy eye is in desperate need of a bruise like the other eye because it's in the path of Allah. وَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ لَفِي جِوَارِ مَنْ هُوَ أَعَزُّ مِنْكَ وَأَقْدَمُ Don't worry about me because I'm in the protection of someone who is far more capable than you, Allah. Optimism and enjoying the experience. These are four suggestions. Befriending Iman and befriending the people of Iman. Befriending some knowledge in your life and befriending optimism and enjoying the experience. In conclusion, there is a reality that we should come to grips with when all is said and done about this topic of the ghuraba, the strangers. It's a reality that we should realize there's only one destination where you will feel completely free from the sense of being different, and that destination is Jannah. A man came to Imam Ahmad and he said to him, مَتَى يَجِدُ الْعَبْدُ طَعْمَ الرَّاحَةِ When will we experience rest? He said, عند أول قدم تضعها في الجنة. With the very first foot that you take into Jannah, there you will rest. Up until we enter Jannah, بإذن الله تعالى, there is nothing that says that the stranger is now condemned to the edge of life's hall. There is nothing that says that the strange Muslim in a community needs to try and copy and imitate what everybody else is doing but never quite getting it right. There is nothing that suggests that you need to be this person who is only ever realized when something goes wrong and blame is needed to be placed on someone. We don't need to be that community. Because the gharib, the stranger, is far too motivated to sit back idly wallowing in self-pity, crying for himself and keeping himself different to his community. Abadan. The Ghareeb is motivated. Why? The Ghareeb realizes that one day the Muslims will become a majority in Jannah. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونُوا نِصْفَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I swear by Allah who possesses my life, you, O Muslims, will be half of the inhabitants of Jannah. The Ghareeb is motivated. He doesn't sit back and cry for himself. Why? Because he knows the hadith. لَا يَزَالُ اللَّهُ يَغْرِسُ فِي هَذَا الدِّينِ غَرْسَ يَسْتَعْمِلُهُمْ فِيهِ بِطَاعَتِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will continue planting people to serve his religion till the day of judgment. And the Ghareeb realizes that with all of his or her sacrifices, their efforts will not go unnoticed by Allah. Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah would never let your faith go to waste. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is ever compassionate and ever merciful to His people.